day is dark, our generation lost, and many moans revival. We've loved ourselves and loved this world, and do not know the Bible. It's just as it was in Elijah's day, and probably even worse. Before it's too late, let's humble ourselves before God sends a curse. There was a man, a faithful man of God, who stood before the Lord. He loved to pray and lived to preach, and faith was his reward. For the ravens obeyed, the clouds held back, to teach all men a lesson. So before it's too late, let's humble ourselves and turn to the God of heaven. Hear us, O Lord, that all men may know there is no God but you, and that you can change the hardest of hearts, and dead things you renew. Give a double portion of thy spirit, let a revival in us begin. By the power of God, please save more men and bring them home again. Elijah stood alone on Mount Carmel, the host of Baal. They danced and prayed and cut themselves, but all to no avail. Then Elijah prayed and prepared God's altar, the only hope for mercy. And then God's wrath fell only on that altar, and God got all the glory. Elijah's faith was enough to feed a widow and raise her son to life. But Elijah was weak and only just a man, as Jezebel brought to life. So Elijah had to learn the quiet voice of God that brought such victory. Will always be enough as we walk humbly with God to give glorious liberty. Hear us, O Lord, that all men may know there is no God but you, and that you can change the hardest of hearts, and dead things you renew. Give a double portion of thy spirit, let a revival in us begin. By the power of God, please save more men and bring them home again. By the power of